folks agree young Billy had it coming. He killed two men when he busted out of the Lincoln County Jail.
Ranching, farming, and sometimes even riding off into the sunset. It's all part of a hard day's work for cowboys and cowgirls in the Southwest. But there's also a distinct music and arts culture that goes along with this type of work, and it'll be celebrated this weekend at the Tucson Cowboy Music Festival, featuring musicians like Bill Barwick, who you just heard.
For even more of an old-timey feel, the festival is at Old Tucson Studios, the location for many famous westerns like The Lone Ranger and The Lost City of Gold and Rio Bravo starring John Wayne. But Old Tucson's Rob Jensen says these days the park is focusing less on movie making and more on creating new events for the public.
A business like this, you've got to keep kind of reinventing yourself, and we're getting a lot more into culture and history and heritage.
And since cowboy music attracts people from all over, the music you'll hear isn't just made by folks who grew up as ranch hands. Take the Mountain Saddle Band, a guitar and harmonica duo fronted by Stephen Harrington.
One night while I was out riding, graveyard shift midnight till dawn.
Harrington says he wasn't born a cowboy, but he was always drawn to the lifestyle. As an adult, he left Michigan to live and work in Arizona as a pastor, carpenter, musician, and to live the cowboy lifestyle.
It's changed over the years, but it's still a heritage that's rich and uniquely American.
And the members of the Mountain Saddle Band have been celebrating this heritage at the Cowboy Music Festival since it started 4 years ago. Harrington says he loves the atmosphere.
You can walk down the street and you'll hear this music wafting through the corridors of the streets. And when you walk through there, you think you've just walked right back into time.
Besides music, there will be an art show by Tucson artist Diana Medeiros, stage shootouts, and even some poetry readings. You can hear cowboy classics plus original songs all day Saturday and Sunday.
We leave you with Mountain Saddle Band playing the classic Night Rider's Lament.
Tell me, why does he rope for short pay?